This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of David Rene Garza. Date of birth, September the 23rd, 1968. Case ID number is 538-4203. Date of exam, January 25th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Su Clinica, dated 6/15/2021, 4/14/2023, and 1/26/2023. Identifying information, this is a 55-year-old single separated male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of weakened immune system, comma, rheumatoid arthritis / osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, decreased vision, comma, and hepatitis C. He is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked as a cook for 35 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his girlfriend and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Number one, weakened immune system. The claimant states that since 2014, because he has had a weak immune system, and because of his alcoholism, he has developed problems with other illnesses, such as rheumatoid arthritis and problems with defense of his immune system. He is presently on no medications for his hypoimmunity, and he could not give me a definite diagnosis of why he had that. He is not taking any anti-immune medication at this time, and his condition appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number two, rheumatoid arthritis / osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to have pain in both shoulder areas and in his hand area. He states he was told that he had arthritis and assumed that he had rheumatoid arthritis, but it was actually osteoarthritis. X-rays were performed, which he states confirmed the diagnosis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He also feels a lot of numbness and tingliness in his hands and feet. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 45 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to... The claimant states that small objects have a tendency to fall out of his hands secondary to his grip being decreased. He has no assistive devices he uses, and his physician is Dr. Vela. He is presently on Motrin 800 milligrams TID, which does give him relief, and he does no other physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing some light housework, comma, but not doing anything else. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, which has not been confirmed by medical records or a laboratory test. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2022, he was having severe occipital headaches, which he had been having for 1 year, along with blurred vision. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. He also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He is presently on Losartan 25 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 151 over 98 mmHg, and his oxygen saturation was 98%. He appears to be fairly well controlled with his medication. Allegation number 4, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He does suffer from diabetic retinopathy, but has not had any laser performed. He denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands and feet with numbness and tinglingness. He checks his blood glucose once a month and states the last reading was 190. He is presently on glipizide, 5 milligrams QD. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.4%, which is fairly well controlled. He appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 1988, he was diagnosed with decreased vision secondary to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and questionable retinal detachment of both eyes. The claimant states that he sees multiple bright lights, and he was told that there was a curtain falling in both of his eyes. It's not confirmed with medical records. He has problems with both eyes, and he does wear glasses. His night vision as well as his peripheral vision is very poor. Snellen vision. OD, the claimant is able to count fingers at 18 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 50. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 50. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. The claimant did not come with any glasses. Allegation number 6, hepatitis C. The claimant states that in 2014, he was diagnosed with hepatitis C and also liver failure secondary to alcohol abuse. He states he does not have pain per se of his abdomen, but does have a gaseous feeling in his abdomen, which is located in general of his abdomen. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 3 times per day, occasional constipation, melena, and hematemesis in the past, along with weakness. He has lost 10 pounds in the last year. He is not food intolerant to any kind of foods. He is presently on Prilosec 20 milligrams QD, Tums 2 tablets QD. He was noted to have elevated liver enzymes and was diagnosed with liver failure secondary to hepatitis C, which has not been treated, and a history of alcohol abuse. Family history. He did not know his father. His mother is 54 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and osteoarthritis. He did have a brother who died of cirrhosis of the liver at 52 years of age. His sister died at the age of 50 from renal kidney disease. Medications. Glipizide, 5 milligrams POQD. Fluoxetine, 20 milligrams QD. Fluticasone, propionate, 50 micrograms, actuation nasal spray, QD. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID. Losartan, 25 milligrams TID. Sildenafil, 100 milligrams, one half tablet to one tablet per mouth once per day as needed for erectile dysfunction. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, chronic urticaria, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, history of liver failure secondary to hepatitis C and alcohol abuse, history of panic disorder, peripheral vascular disease, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, decreased vision, comma, mildly overweight, comma, history of hepatitis C, which has been not treated, thrombocytopenia disorder, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 1 to 2 packs of, 6 packs of beer per week for 34 years, delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizures. Substance abuse. The claimant has used marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and IV drug abuse. The last time he used it was in 2022. Communicable diseases. The claimant has been diagnosed with hepatitis C and has not been treated. He denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 162 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 151 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 28, general. This is a 55-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. However, there does appear to be a few floaters, especially of the right side. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has multiple missing teeth and has poor dental hygiene. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is the claimant is able to count fingers at 18 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 50. OS uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 50. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant, after the last sentence, the claimant had multiple tattoos over his body. Could you drop down to to musculoskeletal, the last paragraph, the claimant is able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexers for finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally, secondary to distal osteoarthritis of his fingers. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the distal area of his fingers, where he appears to have osteoarthritis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to some weakness and a history of liver disease from hepatitis C and alcohol abuse. Probable diagnoses: weakened immune system, dash, not being treated at this time. There is no evidence to confirm this diagnosis. Number two, rheumatoid arthritis versus osteoarthritis. The claimant does appear to have some mild osteoarthritis of the distal area of his fingers. Rheumatoid arthritis was not confirmed. Number three, hypertension, dash, being treated. Blood pressure was 151 over 98 mmHg, which is borderline high. However, the claimant is only on 25 milligrams of losartan at this time. Allegation number four, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1c was 7.4%. The claimant is only on glipizide, 5 milligrams POQD. Number five, decreased vision, dash, confirmed with physical examination. I was not able to confirm that he has retinal detachment, but he did appear to have multiple floaters in his retinal fundi. Allegation number six, hepatitis C, confirmed with medical records. He has not been treated for this condition, and his condition is ongoing. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of David Rene Garza.